billion-dollar-a-year U.S. weight loss industry. Fashion, entertainment, sex, art, most things relating to fat bodies, and why my voice sounds familiar. You can join the conversation by calling in during the live broadcasts. Politicize, emphasis on the size. Thursdays in February, 3 to 5 p.m. on WBAI, 99.5 FM in New York City, and streaming live at WBAI.org.
On Sunday, March 2nd at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl will present on-air host and producer Rhonda Hamilton Carvin. Join us as we look at the perspectives of four different women during Women's History Month. That's Sunday, March 2nd at 11 p.m. right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
Hi, this is Chloe Glickman, and I'm an intern at WBAI. Looking to get professional experience doing something you're actually passionate about? At WBAI, I'm able to develop skills in journalism, marketing, event planning, editing, social networking, and much more, all while working directly with producers and the management team. BAI is always taking applications for credit and non-credit internships, so get in touch today. Send an email to internships@wbai.org for more information. Join the team that supplied New York with independent radio for over 50 years. Help keep community radio going strong.
Hi, this is Barbara Gleickstein. Diana Mason and I co-host Health Styles. Here's my ask. Please become a BAI buddy. It's only 33 cents a day, and that math equals $10 a month, and you're going to be supporting your station. Why don't you become one of us? Become that activist, global citizen making a difference in the world every day, and just for 33 cents. We've been around for quite a while here at WBAI, and we think this is an awesome new idea. So please join us and become a BAI buddy. Go to WBAI.org and sign up. And thank you.
And you are listening to radio station WBAI New York. The time is just about 7 o'clock time, once again, for Off the Hook. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Mike.
Hi there.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Bernie S. I thought we had Bernie S.
I spoke to him on the phone just moments ago.
Do you hear Bernie S? I don't. You hear that? That's the sound of not Bernie S.
Wow.
Yeah. So I suggest...
Hello, can you hear me?
What are you, on super delay?
Oh, no, apparently the mute button on this phone had been pressed. Sorry about that.
Well, your mute button works now. We know that.
Well, greetings.
Congratulations. And, yeah, here we are. We're back after a week-long absence, which I guess we should explain. It's kind of an interesting situation here at WBAI, as always. We had a couple of weeks of fundraising early on. We had our new program director introduce this and talk about the new way of doing things here at WBAI, and he is no longer with us because the new way of doing things at WBAI was deemed to not be the right way to do things at WBAI, so we went back to the old way of doing things, which meant that we were preempted last week. However, the good news is that this week, because we had little notice in advance to get premiums together, we are not doing a pitching show this week. That at our general manager's instructions. And that means we can do a normal show and hopefully get people ready for the future premium-filled shows that we're going to be doing. I'm not sure if that means next week, next 2 weeks, what exactly, but we will be doing those. And doing quite well, by the way. I should point out, we've done really well. This is nothing that our listeners should feel bad about, because from what I've been able to see, from the results I've been able to look at, this particular time slot has done very well with both the new format, which is now no longer the format, and the old format, which is now the current format. Our listeners have come through for us, and we're very grateful and thankful to them. You know, the premium that we offered, I believe it was in October, with the WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden material, that raised $8,000 for the radio station. $8,000. That's no chump change. That's pretty good.
And what's amazing about it is we didn't get like an $8,000 check from some big corporation or even from some one rich individual. We got it from many, many individual listeners, which is really the way to do it.
Now, many of those individual listeners are probably standing up right now and shouting at their radio saying, well, where in tarnation is the premium that I pledged for back in October? Well, okay, we have all that data gathered together. And right now what's happening is the station is getting however many 8-gig thumb drives we need to get. And then we have the challenge of copying to a lot of 8-gig thumb drives. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to happen. It will happen. It will happen soon. But it takes a while, doesn't it, Bernie, to copy 8 gigs onto a thumb drive?
Yeah, we got to do about 70 of these things. And I did some basic math. Depending on how fast these thumb drives are, and I don't know yet, these fast flash drives, it could take the better part of an hour to copy 8 gigs onto each one. So it's going to be labor intensive, but we've done everything from building. Remember when you built the trip glasses years ago? We actually hand built those things.
Yeah, I still have some scars from that, emotional and physical. But yeah, never let it be said that we won't continue to pitch in and make these things possible. So yeah, if you are slamming your fist against the wall in frustration, please don't, because we have not forgotten. They are going to be processed. They do exist, and they have been a tremendous success here at the radio station. And that's one of the reasons why we're not doing pitching this week is because we're still getting everything together and organizing, making sure. I made it pretty clear I didn't want to go ahead with offering anything new until everything was at least on target to being covered. And I'm happy to say that is the case now. People have been working hard to get us the information we need. And I'm optimistic.
I guess we might as well point out that if you're inspired to pitch by us not to pledge by us not pitching, you can still call 212-209-2950. But we're not going to say that number over and over and over again.
Well, I think we should each say it at least once. I'll say 212-209-2950. You can call that number and become a BAI buddy. And that's what that involves is pledging a certain amount per month for the next year. So if you pledge, say, $10 a month, that's 10 times 12, which, who's got the calculator?
I think it's over $100 anyway.
No way. $10 a month is over $100? Really?
Yeah.
Bernie, is that true?
It is, but it's only about 30 cents a day, which is really what's nice about that.
Oh, wait. 30 cents a day is over $100 a year?
Yeah, isn't that amazing how it just builds up?
That is less than the price of a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, a lot less.
Well, if you drink a 30-cent cup of coffee every day, no, wait, you couldn't even do that, could you?
Oh, is that a challenge?
I don't know. Wow, okay, that's That's something.
Well, while we're talking about this stuff, I also want to mention that you could call 212-209-2950 and pledge in support of Off the Hook, or you could go to WBAI.org and follow the links there to support the station choosing Off the Hook as the show you're donating in the name of. And we would very much appreciate that, too.
By the way, it has been brought to our attention that some people have been calling the number and pledging very large amounts of money, which is great. But we want to make sure that's real. Sometimes people do that and say, yeah, I've got $100,000. I'm just going to donate. And, you know, in the tradition of WBAI, when this place first went on the air, well, it was obviously before the radio station existed, somebody called Pacifica and said, I have a radio station to give you. And they weren't really believed until they actually handed over the radio station. So in a similar vein, we're really not going to believe people that say, yeah, here's $1.2 million credited off the hook. And we'll be very grateful and thankful when the check clears or when the credit card goes through. And then we'll dedicate a show or a studio or something to you. But again, 212-209-2950 is the number to pledge for as far as supporting the station, whatever way you can. $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can afford. And also, you can go to a website and do this online. Who has the website address?
The website is give2wbai.org.
Obviously, don't write the numeral. Just give2wbai.org. Right.
And if that's too confusing, you can go to WBAI.org and just follow the links there.
Just once, WBAI. You said it twice. WBAI.org.
Yeah.
All right. I'm confused.
I apologize. I misspoke.
All right. Here's a letter that we got from our listeners. Yes, we get letters. Many letters, in fact. Most of them.
We never get print letters anymore. Just emails, which we like.
I don't know where the mailbox is. We're here in Harlem now. We're the guest of WHCR, which have been so kind to us over the last year. But I don't know where the mail. I think the mail's in Brooklyn. And it's, you know, to get whatever is there, I'm not sure it's worth a subway ride. But eventually, when we move to Brooklyn, which hopefully will be soon, we might get our mail.
Maybe we should mail ourselves to Brooklyn.
You could try that if you want. But here's a piece of mail that we got from email. oth@2600.com is our email address. We get a lot of bits of email, some critical, some complimentary. I actually prefer reading the critical mail. Because, I don't know, it's entertaining. I can learn something from it. I can see if I'm annoying people for the right reasons. And so far I am annoying people for the right reasons. And I'm happy to do that. Greetings. You were not on the air this week. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know. There is no mention on 2600.com about the reason why. And yes, we plead guilty to that. We're short-staffed over there as well. And sometimes we don't get to do the things we want to do. But yeah, we were not on... last week we tweeted about it, but of course we can't expect everybody to pay attention to that. I downloaded the BAI MP3 and the intro to the 7 p.m. hour was, we'll be back with more programming. Either every one of the Off the Hook hosts was struck dead by lightning or somebody didn't get the memo. I guess it's more the latter because nobody got struck by lightning. It is clear that preemptions and the hard sell are back at BAI. I knew it couldn't last. Frowny face. I say this because I am listening on February 21st at 7:30 a.m., I think. And it's the same old story, no content, a repeat of the pledge line every few seconds. Maybe not all the talent got the memo, or was that a soft sell doesn't bring in as much money? I guess it's true. Soft sell doesn't bring in as much money as a hard sell, and sometimes the programming suffers as a result. It does happen.
The 21st was a Friday. Well, we're never on Friday.
And we're never on at 7:30 in the morning either, so I think they're listening at a different time. We basically make it a rule not to discuss other programs on this station because it's a common courtesy. We're all in this for different reasons. We all have different abilities and different strengths. And all we care about, I mean, we care about the station as a whole, obviously, but what we focus upon is what we do in this hour. And tell us if we're doing a bad job, if we're doing something wrong. But we have a history of always trying to provide premiums that we believe in, that we donate to the radio station. The station does not pay a penny for the premiums that we give them. And the programming is something that is not misleading or in any way designed to give people false hope or just something that we don't stand behind ourselves. That is all we can do in that 1 hour that we do have, 7 to 8 p.m. Wednesday nights. So if you do call the pledge, keep that in mind. Keep in mind, that's why you have to say you're pledging for Off the Hook, so that people realize that that this show means something to you. Yes, Bernie? Bernie, you were saying something. I heard your voice. I don't know what's wrong with his mute button.
I think I hear you now, Bernie, but
you're going to have to get a better phone if this keeps up.
I was talking to a nurse. I actually happen to be in a hospital, but not
oh, dear.
Myself.
So okay.
That's okay. I'm just here with a family member, and I'm just juggling a lot of tasks here at once.
Are you supposed to have a cell phone in where you are?
Yeah, actually, it said it was okay. So I'm surprised it's even working. I asked Mike when I called in if he could even hear me, because I'm in the bowels of a hospital, but...